So there are other names of Kadosh Baruch Hu besides what's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. He talks about the shame of Havaya, the shame of Adnus. So when it's written Aleph Al Nun Yud, the person has to be Mechavan Adon Hakol. And when it's written with a Yud and then a Hey and then above and then a Hey, so you have a Kavanah of Adon Hakol as you read it. And at least in the first Pasuk of Shema, you have to have the Kavanah of Hoya HaBeviyah as well. When you say Elokim, so again, we said from Moshe that the word God means what the word Elokim means. So a person would have in mind, the Shulchan Aruch says, a person has in mind that the Baruch Hashem is the Baal Yichelus, Baal Kosos Kulam. He has all abilities, and he's the source of everything. And Takif, he's powerful. So that's what the person has in mind when he says Elokim. When a person says the word Kael, the Lashon of Kosek, a Baruch Hashem is strong. And the Shakai is that the Omer Le'olam Adai is the one who gave everything that there is that the world should need. When we pronounce the Shem's name, so the Mishabura points out that the correct pronunciation should be Milara, so you stress the last syllable. At the same time, a person has to be aware that the middle syllable, written Dalad, it should be pronounced with an O sound, not with an I sound or with an E sound. So a person says Adonai. Adonai is not Hashem's name. It's not pronounced, it's Adon, master. Adon with a vowel. Right? Adonai is also not Hashem's name. It's Adi. The person has to pronounce it with a vav sound. Regards to pronouncing we have a pasuk which Avraham Avinu says that to the Malachim, it says my masters. So Adonai is my master. How do you say my master's plural is Adonai? So for an Ashkenazi, that's not Hashem's name. For Sardi, what's the difference between that and Hashem's name? So Rav Avadya has a tshuva where he points out that there's a difference between a Kamatz Gadol and a Kamatz Katan. This person should pronounce it with a Kamatz Gadol, not with a Kamatz Katan. So even for Sardim, there should be a difference in the Mifta, according to Rav Avadya Yosef. For Ashkenazim, pronouncing it with a Patach is not Hashem's name. Hashem's name, so the person can deal with the question. A person had a Masorah. A person had a Masara based on the Minhag Ashkenaz to pronounce with a Kamatz different than a Patach. He moved to Eretz Israel in the modern Hebrew. They do not make that differentiation. He wants to show that he's a modern Israeli and speak Hebrew. But he has to be careful when he says Hashem's name to still pronounce it according to the Masara, which differentiates between a Kamatz and a Patach. He has no right to change Hashem's name because he wants to change how he pronounces and speaks Hebrew. He has no right to change his Masara and how to pronounce Hashem's name. That's his Masara. He should remain with his Masara.